Walk the linear woman carries a child as while crossing an under-construction railway track near Mahim Station, Dashehra, Mumbai. Local style decorations on the train, right? Pankhil Nagda ties a festoon in for India, and especially Mumbai. A local train is like Goddess Lakshmi, shared Pankhil Nagda, who celebrated Dashehra with 45 commute friends by decorating the 8:49 a.m. Ambernath to CSMT local train. "We are a community of friends who take the same train daily. We have been practicing this ritual on Dashehra for 4 years now," Nagda, who works as an electronics store manager in Leamington Road, shared. The group started the day early to buy festive decor material like balloons, garlands, festoons, flowers, and even food including sweets to distribute among fellow commuters. In India, people have been decorating trains on Dashehra since before independence. "The attempt is to keep the tradition alive in Mumbai," he revealed, and listened to Munna and Circuit Omkar Dhareshwar, right? Omkar Dhareshwar, Soham Dhareshwar and community dream Marol Suresh Nair install the cutout at Ashok Bridge in Marol. Cleanliness is next to godliness. In an attempt to make the country lit illiterate, artist Omkar Dhareshwar's art intervention invites Bollywood stars onto the streets of Marol. "Because for the common man, Bollywood stars are like gods," he reasoned. The first attempt of the intervention is a sunburn cutout featuring Munna Bhai and Circuit. It is installed at Ashok Bridge, a route I take daily. Every day, the BMC cleans this area, but by the end of the day, it turns into a dumping ground again, he revealed. What infuriates him is that dustbins are stationed right across this littered spot. "Many people stick photos of gods and deities on the wall so people don't spit on it. I thought of using famous characters from movies to make hard-hitting memes that force people to throw litter in dustbins," he shared. He collaborated with brother, Soham Dhareshwar and community dream Marol. "We are waiting to see the response. We fear that someone will damage or steal it from the spot. If it stays intact for 3 days, we will go ahead with this mission across Marol," he revealed. Star at the gallery Aditya Roy Kapoor at the Baikalla Gallery, right? Geeta Nallani Baikalla's 9 Fish Art Gallery's exhibition Symbols of Care and Nurturing will draw to a close today. Showcasing works by 9 women artists, the exhibition had a starry visit, courtesy actor Aditya Roy Kapoor last Friday. "My idea was to showcase a blend of the obvious and abstract forms of care and nurture," said curator Geeta Nallani. The exhibition delves into protection and nurturing through a female lens, featuring mediums such as print markers and textiles. Kapoor was intrigued by artist Nisha Dheemwar's woodcuts and etchings that emphasized the life cycle of nature, and now, Q-pop Lenin Tamayo performs in Delhi over the weekend. The Peruvian consulate hosted Quechua pop, Q-pop, artist Lenin Tamayo at the Yeshwantrao Chavan Center in Nariman Point. Tamayo is known for blending traditional Andean music with modern musical influences. Stopping in the city as a part of his cultural tour in Asia, Tamayo told This Diarist, "Q-pop is a platform that allows me to merge my Andean roots without being distant from globalization, honoring Reggae Sir Dada Saheb Reggae," right? The plaque at the school. Pick, Ashish Raje. A plaque honoring Dada Saheb Raj, educator and founder of Balmohan Vidyamandir, was inaugurated at the school in Shivaji Park last weekend. His grandson, Guru Prasad Raj, trustee and director, highlighted Dada Saheb's vision of creating an LS Quo, a temple of knowledge in 1940 with just 8 students and 4 teachers. Reggae emphasized, "He has created such an environment that today, we believe that same environment is more important than actual schooling."